It's continuing. It's flowing. It's flowing. Whether you see it or feel it or don't feel it, it's flowing. It's ceaseless. What he wants you to do is to tap into it. See those outlets there in the wall? If you have something to tap into, to run the vacuum cleaner, run the skill saw, to run the table saw. But if you just sitting up with nothing, ain't nothing happening. But it got the supplies there. It is there to do all those things for you. Well, this word is that those things came from the word, so it can't be above the word. It can't be more real than the word, because all that came from God. All the natural things came from the realm of the spirit. So, if you want to go in these days where the Holy Ghost is exploding and the power of God is a flow that men will know this ain't no natural flow. Where they will say out of their mouth, this is God. This got to be God. Can't no natural man do nothing like this. You and I have wrapped up inside of us right now. You're sitting up here. You're sitting there and I'm standing here. We are a spiritual force. God wants to educate us even further. We got some knowledge, but he's not done with us. He wants you to learn how to get healing to yourself, to people, and to every one of us in this congregation. He wants us to be so proficient in getting people healed, getting people delivered, getting people free. Hallelujah. That we know how to create a flow of power. That the world, that sickness can't stay. That disease has to flee. And that whatever's going on, and we know how to make adjustment in the midst of ourselves and what we're doing with our bodies, what we're doing with our mind, what we're doing with our life. We know how to make the adjustment because we have the word of God. But he wants you to learn how to cooperate with the flow of the Holy Ghost. You got the Spirit of God in you. Don't crowd him out. Don't stifle him. Don't smother him. Don't put him in a place where he can't operate. Free him up and let him flow, because there's no end to the flow. There's no limit to what he can do. There's no stopping of him when he's turned loose. But it's up to you. It's up to me. But when we have stingy thinking, when we have unbelieving thinking, that we don't believe God, we don't trust him, then he's limited, because he doesn't operate in unbelief. He doesn't operate in stinginess. He doesn't operate in disobedience. He operates in faith. He operates in love. He operates in yielding. He operates in willingness. He operates by faith and love. And the power is a power that no other source out there can contend with. This power. In the name of Jesus, demon flee. In the name of Jesus, sickness have to go. In the name of Jesus, poverty stricken bondage have to go. It is broken, and people come out of there broken, set free from the bondage of sin, the poverty stricken spirit, and that control their lives. And they said this thing that, you know, your daddy had it, your granddaddy had it, and your great granddaddy had it, and it just continued on down through the bloodline. No! God said, no, this thing by the blood, by the power, is to be broken and destroyed. Hallelujah. Off the lives of people. Just because your granddaddy was poor, that don't mean you have to live that way. You've been changed over. You've been brought over into another family. You've been brought over into the family of the redeemed. You're in the family of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're in the family where everything is right. Everything is ready. Everything is good. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. And so he said, Who is he that condemneth? So the enemy talks to your mind, and that's why you have to renew your mind, so he won't talk to your mind with success. You hear him talking, but you pay him no mind, because you know what he's saying. He's lying. And you don't listen to those lies. I am a strong man. I am a strong woman. I am a successful man. I am a successful woman. I can handle these things. I am a candidate. I am open to the things of God. I don't have to sit around and pick my thumb and twiddle my thumb and pick my toes and wish and get on the wish list. No, I'm over here where the blessing flows. And I make a difference in the things of the earth. God, here I am. Flow your power through me, to me, through me, to them, so we can get them the knowledge of this truth to set them free, get people saved, get them healed, get them delivered, get them out of their dilemma, get them out of poverty, get them out of shanties and shacks and run down, broken up, beat up stuff, and looking like a bum all the time, and they rise up, become the king and the queen that God had created you to be in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And I know I'm preaching a little bit better than you respond. Hallelujah. Nobody has the right, because Jesus, God Almighty, justified you, justified me. And nobody has the right to condemn me and tell me and put condemnation on me and tell me that I don't qualify. But what determined the fact that I will walk in these things. How willing am I willing to get in the word and let God train me and develop me so I can handle these things? If I'm not willing to get in the word and get in prayer and get before God and listen to the Spirit of God, then he has all these things for me, but he can't release them to me because I'm untrained, I'm undeveloped. You know good and well, I can't just walk up somewhere to some airline and tell them I want to fly this flight. And I ain't never been trained to fly a plane. Ain't too much, not too much trained to ride it. Talking about flying it? You think they're going to let me on there to fly that thing? You think God is more ignorant than those people? No, you got to be. Once you find out who you are, you got to let God train you and become responsible and committed. Dragging up at 9:15. Dragging up at 11:30. You don't qualify to receive those things. Even though you've been qualified by God, but he's not going to release them to you. Now, how many of y'all think I'll release my keys to Jordan? He can ride in the car, right? He ain't riding where I go. But you think I'm going to release and say, go ahead, Jordan, you take them. Come on. But if he'll keep growing, and he'll keep learning, one day I said, Papa, I want you to take me to town. Papa, I want you to take him to New York or wherever. He'll be ready. Are you hearing me? There's a ceaseless supply. Hallelujah. There's a ceaseless supply. And you sit and you sit here, and God wants your mind to be renewed so nothing mess with you. We made a statement, it ought to be in your mouth. June 21st, 2020, we'll be in that building. Yeah. Why is it? Not so much just get in the building. There's some work that we must do. There's anointing. It's already on us, but there's going to be an increase of it. I'm telling you, you better hear me. There's going to be an increase of anointing. And you're going to experience it. God's going to use you in a way that you never dreamed that God would use you. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about him. And us yielding to him. He is the head of this. Hallelujah.